The continuing lack of progress that Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools have made in closing the gap in the test scores of students of different races has CMS officials and education advocates looking for answers. State officials released test and graduation results this week, which also showed a decline in CMS's graduation rate. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
According to the end-of-year results, only 45% of all CMS African-American students and 49% of Hispanic students were proficient on state exams in reading and math. That's compared to 84% of all whites and 78% of Asian students. This concerns Dee Rankin, chair of the Black Political Caucus's Education Committee.
It kind of reiterates the fact that we have a lot of work to do within CMS, and I think we have to figure out what's wrong there. Is it the curriculum? Is it the system? Is it the teaching? What is the issue to why the system can't figure out how to educate students other than just white and Asian students?
Rankin called on CMS officials to assign their best teachers to schools that have large enrollments of students of color and raise the expectations of students and educators. CMS Superintendent Clayton Wilcox has talked in the past about the need to make the curriculum for all students more rigorous, but also more diverse to better connect with students of color. Wilcox says the curriculum needs to be changed
to make sure that our black and brown kids can see the contributions that their culture has made to our curriculum. We are no longer a community that can afford a Eurocentric curriculum where kids can't aspire to jobs and industries because they simply can't see them or people like them in them.
There is also a racial gap in the district's graduation rate. Nearly 93% of white students graduated within 4 years from high school, 90% of Asians, but African-American and Hispanic student percentages were 84% and 73% respectively. Overall, the district's graduation rate dropped by more than 4 percentage points to 85.1. School officials blame that on schools being held accountable for the first time for the on-time graduation of transfer students and those who can't be tracked. Tammy Howard, the State Education Department's Accountability Director, agrees with that and says it varies by school.
Some schools have a more transient population. So if it is a community where more students are mobile and coming in and out of the school throughout a school year, then you potentially are going to see some of these larger dips.
Howard says schools can only leave unaccounted for students out of their numbers if they have documented evidence that the student is attending another school, left the country, is deceased, or incarcerated. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.